Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN as we speak with Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for your time again.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, we'll look back a little bit here on last week. It was obviously a very unfortunate way that the game had to come to a close there with the injury to Garrett McLaren. But the good news is he came out on the under end of that in good fashion, especially from way, you know, it looked there on the field. I guess, how did your team handle that, and how do you react from that, I guess, going forward?
Yeah, Garrett's responded well. He's been around and was back in school and doing everything he needs to. And the team's had a really good week of practice. So it's good to see that, you know, we can still have him around and do all the things that need to get done this week.
Well, as far as the actual game was concerned, it was, you know, a good start for you guys. You got off getting a couple of turnovers and took advantage of them. You know, you bring one back to the house there for an early touchdown. They had some early positive momentum. They seemed to get their offense settled in, though, of course, later in the game, and we're starting to pile up some yards between the quarterback, and then had a couple of backs that did well also. You know, I guess, what were you seeing there from your team that you liked early, and then what maybe, you know, didn't go as well later?
We were in the right spot early. The kids did a good job of lining up properly and making the play that presented itself in front of them. We were doing a good job of that. And then later in the game, we were out of position. We kind of got a little tired there, and we saw that jet motion, and then no one moved towards the jet motion. And then that kind of definitely derailed us there when we were out of position on top of that they were really fast. So the kids do need to do a better job there of being in the position when that adjustment comes, and once we make that adjustment, that they respond to those and that we're in the right spot to make the tackle.
Well, and like you said, I guess the kids have responded well for you in practice then this week. Obviously, it's one of those you just like kind of forget and put behind you, and you don't want to be thinking about, of course, the way things had to end there, and you got to move on. I guess you felt like your team maybe – perhaps is a little bit even more cohesive after you experience something like that. Do you feel like they've come together well?
We've had a pretty rough week as far as last week goes with a lot of adversity, and I feel like the kids have done a good job adjusting to that and responding accordingly. So hopefully it pays off on Friday night with a good, close football game.
Yeah, and you've got a tough opponent, obviously, here this week coming in the Harlan Cyclones. They're ranked number one for a reason and do a lot of things right. I guess, first off, we'll start on the offensive side of the ball. What do you see from them there? And I guess, what are the main keys for your team to try to slow them down a little bit?
Speed. They're fast. They got a lot of guys that can do a lot of good things in space. Mosier, Frain, Hall, McLaughlin. They're a phenomenal group of core guys that they have, and they're all back from last year, so they do a lot of different things and they do it really fast. So it's definitely adjusting and reading your keys that they do a really good job, and Kankle in there being the workhorse in the backfield that kind of definitely clears up the space and does a lot of the dirty work is definitely a guy you're gonna have to key on and watch. And they do a really good job of spreading the ball out that you can't really, if you take one thing away, then they just go to the next. And so on and so forth. So they do a really good job of spreading the love, so that way you can't key on one individual guy and ruin their whole offense.
Well, and a team last year that really loved to put the ball into the air, I mean, certainly they're still very capable of doing that, but they've started to figure some things out, I think, a little bit more in the backfield with shifting Hall back there and using him as a back. Do you see them as being a little bit more balanced than maybe they were a year ago?
Yeah, they're getting closer to that. I don't think they're ever going to get away from the eye, get away from counter, toss, lead, and fullback run, but they're just kind of doing what they got. They got a good quarterback that can throw the ball around with a multitude of four or five receivers that can all run, so they're just playing to their strengths. I don't think it's necessarily them switching philosophies or getting away from Harlan football. It's just we have a ton of good wide receivers, and we're going to use them. So I think it's not necessarily the balance, it's just what the defense gives them on that night, and that's what they're going to take advantage of.
Well, and certainly something that you mentioned earlier that we kind of struggled with there, the game against ADM, was kind of setting that edge, making sure that you're not letting those guys get out there outside quickly. And with a team like Harlan that has that speed, I'm sure that's a point of emphasis, is trying to at least turn those guys back inside.
Yeah, we shifted some guys around this week. Definitely having Easton O'Brien out last Friday and Garrett going down with two big, really huge losses for us, especially on the edge there. They're both kind of our guys that set the edge, play on the edge, and do a lot of good things for us. Easton leading us in tackles, being out didn't help. But we definitely shift some things around, tried to make some adjustments so that way we can definitely seal up the edge and try to make them run between the tackles a little bit more where we're a little bit more solid.
Well, when you look to the other side of the ball here and face off against this Harlan defense, obviously they've got some guys up front certainly that are very strong, but they always play good, solid, you know, rally to the football type of defense. What are you seeing from them there this year?
It's kind of the same faces in just different spots there. There's always a Beaker, a Schechinger, a Schwery, the normal Harlan names that you see flying around, and it's really good, tough football. McLaughlin does a great job setting the edge. That they can lean on him. The Rise kid is a good addition for him there at defensive end to replace and give some guys some blows. But they fly around. They play good, fast football, and they're disciplined. You can tell that they've been coached up pretty well. Coach Murtaugh, Coach Brummer have done a great job. That they're disciplined. They know where to go. They know their run fits, and they know where to fill. So it's just trying to get their eyes wrong and try to get them out of position, and that's how you're going to get those big plays, but it's not easily done.
Yeah, and it just seems like, you know, they're always finding that other guy that's going to fit a different spot. You look at the numbers there, and McLaughlin's been hurt a little bit, so hasn't played, you know, entirely for them. But you've got other guys stepping in, and I saw one guy on the roster, 17.5 tackles for loss. So you're just finding that next guy that can kind of step up and fill that void. And certainly, I guess, makes it more that much more emphasis for you guys to know that everybody's got to be out there and do their job.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Harlan football there at your finest. Next guy up, and the only play is the next play. They pound that, they preach it, and they live it. It's not what you've done. It's what you've done for me lately. It's definitely a good philosophy that they live by up there, and they have a plethora of guys that can make plays, and they're putting them in the right spots. That's why you're seeing such success with them, and you know, you just try to get those guys out of position or in a spot they're not comfortable in, and that's what you got to try to do to make them not as dominant as they really are.
I guess what have you guys been discussing and emphasizing here this week, the things that you really want to see your team come out and do well here?
It's the same three things. You got to be able to run the ball. They can't score if they don't have the ball. That goes their defense can score as well, so we got to have ball security. Got to be able to run the ball, bleed that clock, and finish those drives. Just because we, you know, go 80 yards, but if you only get 3 points out of it, they could go 80 yards in a matter of seconds versus taking up minutes for us. So it's really definitely running that football, setting that edge early, that we're going to set the tone there of running the ball, that we're going to be a physical football team. And then we're emphasizing making sure turnover battle, we got to get the ball more. We did a really good job against ADM. We got 2 turnovers right off the bat, and then we capitalized on both of them with a touchdown. So that's definitely what we're trying to do, and then make sure we win the penalty battle.
Yeah, and I guess maybe it's something like that, too, that kind of gives your guys a little bit of a glimmer of insight of how much the game can change when you do those little things and you're able to do that, like take the ball away. You know, the game was just a great, phenomenal start because you were able to do that, and they can see results and how that impacts it immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely huge for us that if we can get those turnovers to take advantage of them. Garrett being able to return that for a touchdown was huge for us there in the first couple plays of the game. We did a great job of our defensive line getting some pressure there and forcing that bad throw. So we definitely need to make sure that we're continuing that trend, trying to make the quarterback as uncomfortable as possible, and then definitely hustling to the football. The ball kind of squirted out there on that fumble that we had 2, 3, 4 guys ready to jump on it versus ADM's 1, and that was kind of the difference there, being able to get that ball and starting off the game on a really high note.
Well, and I know you've been around here and you've been coaching, obviously, other sports, and you've matched up against Harlan and other sports, but obviously there's a connection there for you. Does it make it that little bit more special when you get to go out there and square off against the Cyclones?
You know, I try not to. It's definitely not about me. It's about the kids. But, yeah, being from Harlan, my brother on staff, definitely makes it different and definitely odd being on the other side of it, especially with him being there. I know Mom hates it. Dad is impartial, but it's definitely different to see Sam on the other side of the ball there. And it's just kind of, you know, going to be the norm from here on out. I don't see either of us going anywhere anytime soon. So it's just going to have to be something that we're going to get used to and get used to playing football against each other.
Yeah. We'll hopefully have some fun with it. So, obviously, after a couple of long road trips, it's going to be nice, too, to come back home here and be able to play the Trojan Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. Ballard and ADM are a couple long hauls for us there. Some district game there, and then one random non-district on the schedule, which still don't know how that one popped up there. But it's really good to be at home. Hopefully, I have a bigger crowd, a lot of people, a lot of enthusiasm. And I'm sure Harlan will bring a big crowd, being so close that they travel really well. And I'm sure everybody wants to see the Trojan Bowl, the new Trojan Bowl, and how it's going to look from here on out. So hopefully we have a big crowd there and everybody's there energized and ready to go.
All right. Look forward to seeing your team on Friday. Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here on KJN.